on and be as sober as I can.
Don't you find it very odd and awkward that Parliament decides to be mute over a very important national matter? What sort of a nation are we?
The young people that you're dealing with today are lacking direction.
We have the news coming at 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Someone else is going to do it.
On our RCV News YouTube channel. Click like, subscribe, and share.
Oof. It's freezing. Now imagine facing this cold with no blanket, no warm clothes, nothing. But you can change that. Join the Winter Warmer campaign by Radio Christian Voice and help spread the warmth. It's simple. Donate gently used or new warm clothing, including blankets, socks, hats, gloves, scarves, jumpers, anything to keep someone warm this winter. Drop your donations at the Radio Christian Voice office along Alakankata Road in Mass Media and let's make a real difference. Can't donate? No problem. Help by spreading the word. Tell a friend, share on social media, let's reach more people. Because no one should battle winter alone. Call 0960-318018 for more information. Winter Warmer Campaign. Your warmth, their hope.
Party concerned with Chingola riots. Zambia's annual inflation rate drops to 13% in July. And Kenya sweeping alcohol control plans spark anger. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has expressed concern over what he describes as government's continued failure to effectively manage the small-scale mining sector in the country. Mr. Sinkamba was reacting to a riot that broke out yesterday in Chingola of the Copper Belt province, where informal small-scale miners protested their recent displacement from the Sencele open pit mine, in which the protest turned violent, resulting in the death of one person, allegedly shot by the police. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba, who is also a mining expert, blamed the incident on poor mining policies and a growing tendency by authorities to respond to civilian unrest with excessive force. It is deeply concerning that barely a month after lives were lost in Mufumbwe under similar circumstances, the nation is witnessing another tragic incident involving the death of an armed civilian, said Mr. Sinkamba. Mr. Sinkamba condemned the use of firearms on citizens, particularly those seeking to earn a living from the country's natural resources. He further questioned how the violence in Chingola could have occurred barely 2 weeks after Minister of Trade and Industry Chpoka Mlenga publicly announced the empowerment of small-scale miners to operate legally. Mr. Sinkamba has since called for urgent policy reforms and dialogue to bring stability and dignity to the artisanal mining sector, warning that continued unrest could undermine public confidence in government leadership.
So really, so sad that for want of policy direction, now youths have been in that manner. And so now we can end up in a largest arrangement. It's the time that things are not being done properly. And for example, use of over at Black Mountain. Not a single time do we have those youths descending on the city and disturbing.
President Hagainde Hichilema has expressed sorrow over the loss of life in Chingola district of the Copper Belt province following a violent riot involving small-scale miners on Tuesday. The unrest erupted after informal miners protested their recent displacement from the Sansele open pit mine, in which the demonstration turned violent, leading to the death of one person reportedly shot by police during the chaos. In a statement issued today by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka, President Hichilema described the incident in Chingola and the recent gold rush in Mofumbwe as reminders of the urgent need to safeguard citizens, particularly in the mining communities. The head of state recognizes that tackling illegal mining requires addressing the root causes, especially the lack of employment opportunities for the young people, the statement read. The president emphasized that young people, especially those on the Copper Belt and other resource-rich areas, must be empowered through legal and safe access to these resources. He cautioned, however, against engaging in illegal mining activities that put lives at risk. Government will not tolerate lawlessness and decisive action will be taken where necessary, said President Hichilema. He further directed law enforcement agencies to act firmly against all forms of hooliganism and illegal mining activities that threaten lives and contribute to environmental degradation. Zambia's annual inflation rate for July 2025 has decreased to 13.0%, down from 14.1% recorded in June 2025. This means that on average, the prices of goods and services increased by 13.0% between July 2024 and July 2025. Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT, Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda attributed the decline to reduced prices in both food and non-food items. For food items, there was a general reduction in the prices of cereals, vegetables and fruits, while on non-food items, decreases were observed in the prices of motor vehicles, passenger transport by air, small electric household appliances and fuel, said Ms. Mudenda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that according to regional data, Western Province recorded the highest annual inflation rate at 17.6%, while Eastern Province had the lowest at 9.8%. And Ms. Mudenda reviewed that the country recorded a trade deficit of 5.3 billion kwacha in June 2025. She said that this came as exports declined by 28.4%, while imports dropped by 6.1%. Minister of Health Elijah Mchema has expressed concern over the growing trend of mothers opting for tinned milk instead of traditional breastfeeding. Dr. Mchema said it is unfortunate that more mothers are turning to formula rather than providing natural breast milk to their babies. Speaking during a media briefing to launch World Breastfeeding Week under the theme Prioritize Breastfeeding, Create Sustainable Support Systems, Dr. Mchema said that no tinned or formula milk can match the nutritional value of breast milk, which is vital for the health, growth and development of infants. It is sad to note that the number of breastfeeding mothers in the country continues to decline, thereby depriving newborn babies of essential nutrients found only in breast milk, said Dr. Mchema. The minister cited studies showing that children who are breastfed regularly tend to perform better academically than those fed on formula milk. Dr. Mchema further stated that breastfeeding is a fundamental right of every child and urged mothers not to deny their children this natural advantage.
But you have the natural way from God. You are shy.